at the times when the employment picture is not as good as it can be, we find that this is a good time for students to return to the university. They have more time to take more credits, and therefore our student credit, our production does increase more rapidly than our headcount.
That was Ann Tremorillo, Director of Admissions and Records at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. Unlike many universities around the nation, UAF continues to enjoy healthy increases in enrollment. The headcount at UAF this fall is 3,582, and that's a 3% increase over last fall. Significantly, according to Ann Tremorillo, student credit hours have reached an all-time high at over 39,000 hours, up 9% over the fall of 1979.
Over the past 5 years, our headcount has increased 38%, and our student credit hours have increased 52%. This shows that we have more full-time students returning to the campus, whereas during the pipeline years and the years when the employment picture was very good at the university, we had probably a greater percentage of part-time students attending the university than we do now.
Reading enrollment figures by department is a little like following the stock market, said Tremorillo, as she pinpointed the real gainers at UAF.
Departments that have really increased over the past 5 years are in the areas of the School of Management, where our Department of Accounting has increased 130% in student credit hour production over 5 years. The Department of Economics is one of our leaders with an increase of 133%. Business Administration, of course, coming right along in that area, has an increase of 61%. We see good gains in education, the geosciences, physics, psychology, speech, and mathematics. The most recent large gain has been in our School of Mineral Industry, and you can attribute this, I think, to the emphasis in the petroleum industry and the feeling that this would be something that the university should offer a full program in. So we've seen an enormous gain percentage-wise in the number of credits being carried in the School of Mineral Industry, particularly in the last 2 years.
Some national trends, like the increased interest in business, alert UAF departments that they too are likely to experience increases. But Tremorillo said that we don't always follow the pattern.
Some national trends which we don't follow at all, for example, in the area of education, it's a well-known fact, I think, nationwide that it's hard to get a teaching position. However, this has not been necessarily true in Alaska, where there are good positions available to graduates, particularly those that are willing to go out into the rural areas. The areas of business and so forth have probably followed a national trend of increases in those areas, as well as the natural sciences and environmental studies, which have always have been increasing pretty regularly over the last few years. We also do some enrollment forecasting based on the applications that are coming in, and we can see what departments might be attracting more students than they anticipated in time to warn the departments ahead of the beginning of the semester.
Tremorillo has found that the increase in enrollment is not due to a larger freshman class.
However, our big increase is in the transfer students, the returning students, and the people who stayed from last year, as well as in the graduate student areas. There's been a real effort in our recruiting activities to attract upper division transfer students. Our lower division courses have always been nicely filled, and we've enjoyed a good enrollment at the lower division level. We have had room to make available to more upper division students, and so we have emphasized the attracting and retention of upper division students, and we see that this is what appears to be the case for this fall, where we have more upper division students, either people that have been here before that came back after an absence, or people that stayed from last year, or the new transfer students that we have contacted over the summer.
Ann Tremorillo, the Director of Admissions and Records, is expecting a high spring enrollment as well. Tonight is the last in the series of Smithsonian Lectures. Richard Fiske, the director of the National Museum of Natural History, will present a lecture on plate tectonics at 7 in the Fine Arts Concert Hall. On Sunday at 4, a graduate recital will be held in the concert hall. A pen and ink exhibit will be on display in Wood Center on Wednesday all day. The Board of Regents will be meeting on the Fairbanks campus this Monday and Tuesday, and on Thursday and Friday at 8, the women's volleyball team plays the University of Puget Sound in the Patty Gym. I'm Karen Sedzo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.